this is the old good morning man, Kermit Edney, with program 6 of a series of 260 programs marking the 50th anniversary of radio station WHKP in Hendersonville. The great Frank Fitzsimmons spent 25 years of his life tracing the early history of Henderson County and its people. Now, this series takes up where Mr. Fitz left off and covers under the last 50 years. Friday, I had shared with you the crisis faced here when, after Carl Sandburg entrusting to WHKP his 75th birthday present from BMI, that was an old brush tape recorder, had turned it over to us to do maintenance and repair, and how one of our staff had inadvertently erased the tape on which the machine Mr. Sandburg had placed, which had been recorded by himself and his two grandchildren, Carl and Paula Thoman, and we'll explain our solution in a minute. There was no way I was going to handle that monstrous tape machine, which had been presented to Sandburg by BMI, and towed it back up that walkway and then climbed those steep front steps of the Connemara porch with nothing to present to him in place of the erased tape. So even though I had never met her officially, I called his daughter Helga in Alexandria, Virginia, and explained the horrible predicament I found myself. I asked her if I could contract with another radio station in Alexandria to take recorders to her home and do with her children a letter to Grandpa. Would that be too great an imposition? Well, she laughed at length. And then with great tenderness, she said, Mr. Edney will be delighted to cooperate, and I'm sure my father is going to be most understanding. I don't remember the name of the guy at the radio station in Alexandria with whom I talked, but when I emphasized to him I'm not concerned about the cost, just have somebody from your staff take a recorder to the Thoman home and do a dub and send it to us along with a bill, naturally. I don't remember the charges they did bill, but it wiped out our meager profit for the month. When the tape came in, I knew at once we had scored big. The two kids, coaxed by a quality radio person in Alexandria, had done a spirited letter to Grandpa, which was delightful and very touching. But still, with great trepidation, I manhandled that danged voluminous tape machine up the front steps and was encouraged by Mr. Sandburg with, "Oh, just bring it on into the office." I can only remember Carl Sandburg's office back then was a large room, perhaps 10 times as big, but about as chaotic as the office of my dear friend and attorney, Kenneth Youngblood. He and I pushed aside old stacks of newspapers, magazines, and books, and made just enough room for me to place the recorder on a table. And after being plugged in and punching the start button, I watched the expression on Mr. Sandberg's face. He absolutely was glowing with excitement and enthusiasm. And as the grandchildren went through their routine, he would clap his hands, he'd sing with them, thoroughly enjoying every minute. When the tape ended, I then explained to him what had happened. He leaned back in his chair and rolled with laughter. "That's the greatest gift I've ever been given. How soon can I get you to pick this thing up again for service and let that same young fellow screw up the tape? What you've done is marvelous." And after that, he would call maybe every 3 months just to ask, "How are things? Is there anything I should know about in the community?" But the simple greatness of this man came in 1960. East and West Henderson High Schools were being built as consolidated schools, and the old schools, such as Flat Rock, Mills River, Fletcher, Etowah, all were being closed. And the class of 1960 at Flat Rock had decided to dedicate that school's final yearbook, The Parade, to Sandburg. The Reverend Earl Kilpatrick was a big coordinator in the project. Sandburg was so touched, he arranged to appear on stage before the entire student body at Flat Rock High School and share with them almost an hour and a half of songs as he strummed on his guitar, read some of his poems, and then he simply shared thoughts about humanity at that time. And we do have some of that program in our archives here at WHKP. I talked to one of the Flat Rock faculty members, Catherine Crawford, last week, and without hesitation, she remembered that eventful day at Flat Rock. I decided to fit these chapters about Sandburg into this time frame because he was born January 6, 1878, although in Galesburg, Illinois, his birthplace, they celebrate his birthday on the third Sunday of January every year with a rare book sale and poetry contest that was yesterday. In Sandburg's complete poems, he wrote, Let the nanny goats and the billy goats of the shanty people eat the clover over my grave. And if any yellow hair or any blue smoke of flowers is good enough to grow over me, let the dirty-fisted children of the shanty pick the flowers. Sandberg died July 22, 1967, and his funeral marked the second major news event of the year in Hendersonville, coming shortly after the Piedmont air disaster here, coverage of which earned WHKP the United Press International Award of the Year. So another great memory of the seventh child of a seventh child, who was lucky enough to be born in Hendersonville and had the good sense never to leave, and who worked at a job he'd loved not just for 50 years, but for a lifetime. Sursum corda to everybody as we look to the next 50 years.